Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome, everyone. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 9. We aren't going to Spanish class today. I'm Fernando. JP, what's going on?
Welcome to the new SpanishPod101.com, where we study modern Spanish in a fun and educational format. So whether you started learning Spanish long ago and you're just brushing up, or if you're starting Spanish with us today in this podcast, we are glad to have you. Now, we aren't going to Spanish class today. What could this lesson possibly be about, Fernando?
Well, let me tell you. In this lesson, you will learn about the verb ir. The conversation takes place at the office, and the conversation is between Valentina and Jorge. The speakers will be using the familiar register.
All right, now we're about to listen to this dialogue, but before we do, I want to let you know that you can read along with the transcript of this dialogue if you go to the lesson notes, which you will find at the website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com. All right, go to the website, find the lesson notes, and then find the transcript. Let's listen to this dialogue. You ready?
¿A dónde vas?
A la tienda. ¿Quieres algo?
Voy contigo, si quieres.
Ándale, pues.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
¿A dónde vas?
A la tienda. ¿Quieres algo?
Voy contigo, si quieres.
Ándale, pues.
One more time with a translation.
¿A dónde vas?
Where are you going?
A la tienda. ¿Quieres algo?
To the store. Do you want something?
Voy contigo, si quieres.
I'll go with you if you want.
Ándale, pues.
Come on, then.
All right, we're back. Now, this was a pretty short dialogue, but it's an absolute beginner dialogue, which means we're going to explain everything that we heard. So, Jorge and Valentina are at the office, and Jorge gets up to go somewhere. Valentina asks, where are you going?
¿A dónde vas?
¿A dónde vas? Now, ¿a dónde? To where. And then the word vas is you go. Right?
You go. From the verb ir.
Right. If you look up in the dictionary the verb to go, it's going to be ir. Right. And vas is a second person singular form of ir. So, where are you going?
¿A dónde vas?
And Jorge says, to the store.
A la tienda.
A la tienda. Now, tienda means store, right? So, right. To the store. A la tienda. And then he asks, do you want something?
¿Quieres algo?
¿Quieres algo? Okay, algo means something. And quieres is the verb querer, which means to want.
Right.
So, do you want something? ¿Quieres algo?
¿Quieres algo? And Valentina responds, voy contigo, si quieres.
Okay, again, we have the verb ir, but this time it's in the first person. I go.
Voy.
Voy, right? Now, she says, voy contigo. I'm going with you, right? Mm-hmm. And then she qualifies it, if you want.
If you want, si quieres.
Si quieres, right? Now, we heard that in the previous line, right? Quieres. Mm-hmm. ¿Quieres algo?
Yes.
Si quieres, if you want, right? Mm-hmm. Voy contigo, si quieres. I'll go with you if you want.
Jorge is pretty relaxed. Like, ándale pues.
Ándale, all right. All right, then.
Sweet.
All righty.
Ándale pues.
Ándale pues. Now, ándale pues, I'm not sure if you can find this expression in the dictionary. Why don't we talk about this and the other vocabulary words in the vocabulary section?
Ir.
To go.
Ir. Ir. La tienda.
Store.
La tienda. La tienda. Querer.
To want. To love.
Querer. Querer. Contigo.
With you.
Contigo. Contigo. Ándale.
All right.
Ándale. Ándale. Did you say all righty?
I did. All right.
JP, we're back.
Right. Now we've heard these vocab words in isolation. Let's have a little conversation about them. Should we start with the word for to go?
Ir.
Ir means to go, and that's the infinitive. That's what you're going to find in the dictionary. Now we heard it in a couple different ways. We heard you go.
Tú vas.
And we heard I go.
Yo voy.
Okay. So, ir has a whole conjugation in the present tense, and we're going to talk about that in the grammar section. For now, you need to know that to go is ir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's next?
La tienda.
La tienda. Now, this is a store, right?
Like a convenience store. I think that's where Jorge was going.
Right, it's usually a smaller store, right? It's never like a supermarket.
Right, yeah. Supermarket is supermercado.
Okay, that's a whole other word.
Yeah, let's not even get into that one.
Okay, so a small store or a shop would be la tienda.
La tienda, convenience store, you know, the ones you see on the corner in your neighborhood.
Okay, la tienda. Now, the next word we have has two meanings.
Querer, is that the one you're referring
querer.
To?
Querer, yes, querer. Now, it means to want or to love. Now, in this dialogue, it's do you want something?
¿Quieres algo?
¿Quieres algo? Do you want something?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that quieres is the second person form, do you want, right?
Exactly.
Okay. The infinitive, which is the dictionary form, is querer, mm-hmm. All right? Now, the next word we have is kind of a contraction, but it's kind of not. It's the word that means with you.
Contigo.
Contigo. Now, we have the word with in Spanish, right?
Con.
And we have a word you.
Tú.
And when you want to say with you, you say...
Contigo.
Contigo, okay? You'll never hear con and tú together. Right?
That was tricky.
Yeah, it was tricky. Whenever you want to say with you, you say contigo.
Right. Ándale.
Ándale. So I should go on, right?
Kind of.
Ándale is like, go on then. All righty.
All right, that's cool.
Cool.
Ándale, pues.
Okay. Now, this vocab word is more of an expression than it is... Like a
verb.
Yeah, it's an interjection.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you'll hear people say it to mean like, okay then.
Alrighty, andale.
Alrighty then, right? It's always in response to encourage somebody to keep going. Right?
Exactly.
To do just that, right?
Yes.
Alrighty. Andale.
Andale.
So should we move to the grammar section?
Andale pues.
Now the focus of the grammar section today is the verb ir. Now, as we said before in the vocabulary section, ir means to go. And we're going to go over the conjugation today in the podcast because it's highly irregular, all right?
And it's highly used as well.
It's a very high-frequency verb. So the bad news is that it's totally irregular, but the good news is that you use it so much that you're totally going to remember it.
Right.
So the dictionary form, the infinitive, is ir, but when you conjugate it, it's going to sound like this. So I go.
Yo voy.
Yo voy. You go.
Tú vas.
Tú vas. He, she, it goes.
Él, ella, va.
Okay. How about we go?
Nosotros vamos.
Okay. And they go.
Ellos van.
Ellos van. How about you all go?
Ustedes van.
Okay. There's one more form that's the familiar in Spain. That would be vosotros.
Vosotros vais.
Vosotros vais. That's all six of the forms of ir in the present tense. Voy, vas, va, vamos, vais, van. Okay.
Seems pretty simple, JP.
It is pretty simple. The only thing I want to add is that ir always goes with a.
Ir a la tienda.
Ir a, to go to the store, right?
Yes. Ir a comer.
To go eat.
Your eyes lit up, JP.
They did. They did. But not because of food, because we're talking about grammar.
Right.
I used to tell my students that ir never goes anywhere without a. Right? It feels naked. It's like its favorite handbag. Ir a. Now, the thing about a is that it's such a malleable word that sometimes it makes contractions with other words. For example, if the word él comes after a, it's going to make a contraction. So if I want to say, I'm going to the movies.
Voy al cine.
Voy al cine.
A el cine. So okay. That's a contraction right there.
It says al, right?
Al, yes.
Voy al cine. You don't say a él.
Yes. No, you don't. Never say that.
Okay. In the dialogue today, we heard to where.
¿A dónde?
Now, that's one word, ¿a dónde, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ir always likes to have that a somewhere in the sentence. In this case, it'd be wrong just to say, ¿dónde vas, right?
Right.
Ir wants to have a in there, so you say, to where are you going? ¿A dónde vas? Now, folks, I've explained all of this in the grammar section of this lesson. If you want to find that reference, it's in the lesson notes of this lesson, which is at our website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com.
And we want to remind our listeners to please leave us a comment, ask us a question. We want your feedback.
That's right, Fernando. You haven't finished this lesson until you actually participate. Okay? So I think for now it's time to go. So hasta luego.
Adios.
Ciao.